Well, although Democratic support for Harris as the nominee seems to be solidifying, some in the party still want to see an open convention. We'll get two views on this. First up is Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas. He was the first Democratic lawmaker to call on President Biden to abandon his reelection bid and has recently called for an open convention. Congressman Doggett, welcome back to the NewsHour. Thanks for joining us.
So good to join you, Amna.
So you've now seen what's happened in the last 24 hours. Donors have come back into the fold. The party seems to be lining up behind Harris. You'd previously said that a mini primary of some kind would be good for the next nominee, actually help to strengthen that person. Do you still want to see that happen?
Well, I think that was the preferable approach. When I called on President Biden to step aside 3 weeks ago, it was in favor of a fair, open, and democratic process. But I must say that the 24 hours we've just gone through have been pretty amazing. And there's a question, if we had such a primary, who else would be in it besides the vice president? She has, in less than 24 hours, raised over $100 million. She has secured, as you were just noting in the broadcast, the endorsement of every person that I've heard of who was a possible candidate. And so while I think that process would have been better, and it would have been better if we hadn't waited 3 weeks to get this to happen, under these circumstances, I think it's improbable that we do anything other than address this at the convention. I do think there was a reference you just made to the DNC rules that it would be better, and I was involved last week in the effort to try to ensure the DNC didn't preempt us by doing this virtual roll call. It would be better if the vote was actually at the convention. My concern has been that we not have something that just appeared to be a handoff or a decision made here in Washington by elected officials, but that we engage the whole country. And I think the way that is happening is one delegation by state after another is beginning to endorse her. I expect that to happen tonight in my home state of Texas when I participate in the delegation meeting.
But Congressman, if there doesn't seem to be anyone who's going to step in to challenge her, and it looks like all the delegates are lining up behind her, she's not at that number yet at 1976, but she could be in at least an Associated Press's unofficial survey so far. Why wait until the convention to get this sorted? Does it make sense for her as a potential nominee to have more time as the presumptive nominee?
Well, I think if she's out as the only person seeking the nomination, it will be pretty clear to everyone she is our nominee. The convention is the traditional place for doing this, and with the 50-state roll call and the territories. And so I think that's probably the best place to do it in the open way. And I believe what you're seeing is a tremendous amount of enthusiasm that was lacking only a few days ago. We lagged for a year behind President Trump. Now we have a fighting chance to overcome him. And I think the enthusiasm, the outreach she will be doing, will really make this convention an exciting event for people to watch.
So, Congressman, is that as close to an endorsement as we're going to get from you right now? You haven't outright endorsed her yet, will you?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of allowing more than 24 hours to ensure that there are no other candidates that want to get into the race. I don't expect there to be any. I expect to do an endorsement along with others who've not yet joined, because we think, and I've always thought, that she'd be an excellent nominee. I just felt that it was important to have a process that allowed any and all comers who could meet the requirements of the rules to come and participate. I anticipated that perhaps some would. She began with such an advantage with the endorsement of President Biden that was so firm yesterday, and then by great work she's done to win over apparently every possible opponent, as well as so many other elected officials, governors, party officials around the country. It speaks very well of her and suggests the kind of effective campaign that she will be running.
So tell me more about that potential campaign here now, knowing the Republican ticket that she would be running against with a potential running mate. How do you think she can best run that campaign? What's the message she needs to go out with if she's confirmed as the nominee? And who do you think would be a good running mate for her to help shore up that message?
First, she can point to the accomplishments of the last 3.5 years, significant accomplishments that both she and President Biden had a big hand in. Second, I think she'll point to the issues that really are touching families these days, the economic issues and how she will respond to those, as well as the very important issue of our freedoms, particularly the freedom of health care for women, but the freedom of all of us that could be suppressed if Donald Trump and his gang take over our government, having admired foreign dictators of the type of Viktor Orban, seeming to have some affinity for Hitler and Hitler's generals. That kind of authoritarian approach is quite a turn from the democracy we've enjoyed, and that's very much what's at stake. It'll also be interesting that we have the youthful candidate now in this race. I believe President Trump will be the oldest nominee of any political party in American history. And our candidate is more of a new generation, and I expect that her vice presidential candidate will be a part of that, nominee will be part of that. As far as vice presidential selection, she has so many to choose from. You've listed several of them, the most prominent. I think the overriding consideration will be who can help us in those battleground states, because this is still a very close race. And frankly, I think it's an uphill race where Donald Trump has the advantage right now. But we have new tactics that are obviously creating great challenges for the Republicans as they desperately talk of lawsuits and other claims. It's really just an indication that they don't know how to handle a candidate with the talent and ability to excite voters that Vice President Harris represents.
That is Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Texas joining us tonight. Congressman, thank you for your time. Always good to speak with you, sir.
Thank you so much.